today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I'm so glad you could join us today and hope you'll stay with us as we consider God's Word today. We're continuing our study in 1 Thessalonians. We began this a couple of weeks ago, and if you'd like to go back and hear the other messages in this series, you can simply go to the website at considerhisword.org. While you're there, if you'll click on the link, contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We have a few more prayer journals we can give away, and when you go there, contact us, send us an address, and we'd love to send you one of these prayer journals. These are just little prayer journals you can slip in your pocket or slip in a purse. I take mine to prayer meeting on Wednesday night where I can write down prayer requests and then remember to pray for people all week. And I'd love to get one of these into your hand. So you can order those and request those through the website. They're free. They don't cost you anything. Just contact us and give us an address, and we'll get them out in the mail to you as quick as we can. You can also just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, send me an address and let us know where you're hearing the program today, and we'll get these out to you as quick as we can. Also, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We've been looking at the little book of 1 Thessalonians. Today we're actually going to be in 2 Thessalonians, and really what we're talking about is the letters that Paul wrote to the churches. Many of the books of the New Testament was letters that Paul wrote to churches. And so we've been going through these, and we've been working on this all summer. We'll be drawing it to a close here in just a week or two. And so in the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, Paul wrote to them twice. Paul was concerned about them because of two things that had happened. One was they were under great persecution. They were having trouble from the unbelievers. From when Paul came and started a church, the Bible says that many believed on him, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and were saved. And in fact, the Bible says they consorted with Paul. They kind of signed up with Paul. But he had to leave very suddenly because of trouble that had come. Now, somebody had written to them and told them that Jesus had already come, and they were going through the tribulation now. We dealt with that last week, and you can go back and hear that message again at considerhisword.org. What I'm going to talk about today is this persecution that came, the trouble that came. And maybe you're going through trouble now. I mean, everybody goes through difficult times, and it may not be persecution, maybe some other trial, but these may apply to you as well. Maybe somebody at work is giving you a hard time, or somebody at school. They were giving the Christians a hard time at Thessalonica. We see this more and more in our country. Christians coming under persecution, and it's a sad thing to see, but I think we ought to expect it. If we're going to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and proclaim the gospel, Satan does not like that at all, and he's going to find some way to attack you and to attack his church. Just like it happened in the city of Thessalonica, it's happening today, and I believe these things are relevant today. And Paul had some very encouraging things to say to the people. And so in our reading today, we're actually going to be in 2 Thessalonians, in the second letter that Paul wrote to this church. After he greeted them and again told them about writing to them, he told God how he thanked God for them, or told them how he thanked God for them. Let me read it. He said, "Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because of your faith growing exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." Notice the last part of verse 4. He's writing to them particularly and telling them how that he says, "We glory in you and in the churches of God for your patience." The word patience here means endurance, that they're getting through it, and their faith in their persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Now, he had these words of advice for them and these words of encouragement for them. So I want to go ahead and continue reading in 2 Thessalonians. I'm in chapter 1. And he said, "This persecution and tribulations," verse 5, "which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." Now go back and look what he told them. They were still, even after he had left, while he was there, the persecution came, but it was still going on. And he said, "I want you to notice that this is going, you're going to see in this tribulation and in this persecution, you're going to see the righteousness of God at work." He speaks of it in verse 5, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. He said, you're going to see God's judgment down on these people. And God will take care of these people. And in verse 6, he says, God will take care of it. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, he said, rest with us. Just take it easy. How can he tell them to rest with us? He's telling them, just calm down, take a deep breath, and take a moment and remember that God is still at work. Because the persecution comes does not mean that God has abandoned you. Because the trials have come does not mean that God has abandoned you. And for those that trouble you, he said, they're one day going to face recompense. They will be rewarded for their persecution and for their troubling you. And he gets very specific. He said, for them who do not know God and them who do not believe the gospel. And he uses some strong language here and gets very serious with them. In verse 8, he says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Verse 9, he says specifically, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Now, the only way we can understand everlasting destruction is their separation of God. And he mentions that from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of this power, they will be forever separated from God. These are people who know not God, who are lost. It is the judgment of God upon them. And God says that they will be destroyed and they will receive eternal separation, destruction from God. It literally means that they will spend eternity in hell. Now, the only escape of that is to trust Christ. And I believe that some of the people who persecuted Jesus did come to the Lord. I mean, look what happened to Paul himself, who came out after the church trying to destroy the church. And he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and now he became one of the greatest evangelists that ever lived. God can turn things around, but when they refuse to obey God, when they don't know the gospel, and they do not specifically, he said, obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which simply means believing in him, it's going to come. And that everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord is going to come upon them. And in the end, God gets the glory. He will be glorified. So he's reminding them, you haven't missed the rapture. The trouble you're going through is not because you've missed the rapture and that you've missed the second coming. God's going to take care of those who are troubling you. Let God take care of this. I'll tell you, sometimes we need to just to let go and let God step in and take over. And those who are troubling you, one day they're going to meet that God. Just like Paul met the Lord Jesus that day on the Damascus Road, one day they're going to meet him face to face, and they're going to answer for the trouble that they caused you. They're going to answer for the persecution that they brought upon the people of God. It will come. And so he said, Paul said, rest with us. Rest in knowledge that God's going to take care of this. Now, listen, that doesn't mean it's easy when you go through it. But you've just got to keep trusting the Lord and keep your eyes on the Lord. The worst thing you can do is try to bring vengeance yourself and try to retaliate yourself. Jesus taught us how to deal with that. We've just got to learn to love people like Jesus loved them, even in the face of persecution, even in the awful things that people are saying. Just keep trusting the Lord. Calm down. Catch your breath and rest in the Lord. That's our time for the day. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week when we consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.